How's it going, Odd People? Welcome to the Odd People Podcast.
What's up?
I'm Matt. We have...
Jared the Jared. And we have a special guest.
Yes, we do.
On the show. He is my button club partner. He is my brother from another mother. He is the famous Ryan V. What's up, my
What's
man?
What's up, my
Ryan
friends?
V.
How are we
Thank
doing?
You for joining
Ryan
us.
Thank you for having me. This is super cool.
Roaring applause.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll edit that in.
They're deafening. Know,
like, bunch of yes. Screaming and clapping.
Thank you, my loyal fans.
There we go.
Yeah. So, hi, Ryan.
Hey, man. Hey, Matt.
How's it going?
It's going good.
It's been a while. How you been?
I've been great, dude.
Cool.
Things are happening, you know. Nice. Life's, you know, always taking us down different paths that we might not have anticipated, and that's kind of the beauty of it. That's what
that's
we're living
it,
in right
man.
Now.
That's it. Nice. So you want to give us like a little light introduction
for the people that don't know you.
Of what you do. He's a business owner.
Yes.
Tell us what you
yes.
what you got.
Well, everything I do involves my wife, as you know. She's my PIC, my partner in crime. So together, we are small business owners. I'm a full-time tattoo artist. We opened up Famous Tattoos in 2013. So I've been tattooing there for over 10 years.
Been tattooing for 20 years. 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, the end of 03, the beginning of 04 is when I started.
Oh, you've been tattooing for 20.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
That's wild.
Yeah, it was like shortly after high school.
Wow.
2 years after high school, I started tattooing. So
that's crazy.
And you did move to Staten Island, right?
I moved to Long Island for
a
year. Yeah, yeah. Alicia was working for a tattoo supply company in Rhode Island.
Oh, okay. That's
and
right,
she was going to help out at a convention. So I went and tagged along, and I got to meet an artist that I was looking up to a lot at the time. His name is Angelo.
Nice.
Okay.
He had portrait, like how-to DVD sets out that I had watched and purchased. So I walked up to him. I was like, hey, man, I love your DVDs. I've been learning so much. Here's some of my portraits. Can you critique them for me and help me out? And he actually liked them so much that we exchanged information. Mm. And like, I want to say a few months later, he posted up on Facebook that he was looking for a full-time artist. So Alicia brought it up to me she was down.
Man.
If she was not with me, I don't think I would have made that move by myself.
It's a big move.
It's a big move. Yeah.
That's a lot to consider, a lot to think about.
I didn't think she'd be so willing. Her family's here, her friends, but she's like, no, let's get out of Fall River. And I was like, well, I'm with that. Let's go. So man, we lived up there for
everybody's main goal is
get out of Fall River.
Yeah, dude. If you're in Fall River, do your best to get out.
That's my only advice.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. That's how I ended up here.
Yeah.
Is that because we were talking about
it
on our way here? It's like, what made him? This is where you don't have to disclose it for your fans, right? You don't want them.
Oh, you know, when we're born, I think I've talked about it before. Yeah, we're born technically Buzzards Bay.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I got a job out in Yarmouth, which is like when I first started working out there, I was driving an hour one way to work from Fall River. So I was like, it looks like I'm staying at this job and not moving on to do anything else. So let's find somewhere like halfway so it's not such a hike to go see family.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm wasting 2 hours a day driving to work.
That's a lot. That adds a lot to the 8 hour day or 10 hour day if you're working overtime. So
So it's crazy.
And then after we moved back from Long Island, I was like, okay, I'm done working for people that I learned more from their failures than their successes. And if I'm going to work for anyone that's screwing around and making a mess, it should be me. So that's what we did.
So how do you like, after 20 years of doing it, how do you feel? Like, do you still feel like you're out for something to prove something? Or do you feel like you're just comfortable with your artwork that you just like, when you just take care of people who want to get tattooed with your style and like...
That's basically what it is.
You're just kind of like floating through right
I've
now.
I've really honed in
found your style.
Exactly. Yeah. And what I want to do, and I'm in a spot now where I can just accept the work that I want. I don't have to... Which sometimes I still end up accepting work that I'm not really that interested in, or Alicia will be like, we can get them in and stuff. But yeah, I'm kind of cruising right now. I have a formula of putting my artwork together for the tattoos, and I'm in a spot with my artwork now that I don't have to fully render anything to know how it's going to go. I can get work off the lines of go. I know exactly what I'm going to do here, and anything that I don't know now, when I figure it out in the process, that'll be that, like, ooh, that beautiful discovery moment.
Yeah, nice. Sure.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And you primarily do, like, black and gray, right? Like, yeah. That's your
bread. If I'm doing big custom work, it's black and gray. I vary a little bit on realism, or I do some traditional work also, but I like tattoos that I can feel make look real, but last the test of time and not fade away and look weak on the body after time. So there's still like a little bit of tattoo practical application in there, but
yeah,
that's awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah, man.
And it's painless
for me.
Well, exactly.
I don't know. The last tattoo you gave me, I was like, this is fantastic. It was that raven on my leg.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is really probably the most, it's kind of a weird thing to say, most pleasurable tattoo I've ever gotten.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Where it was the least painful. Yeah. I was like, well, it's irritating because it's a tattoo, but
yeah.
I wasn't, you know, it wasn't the old days of having the old school machines where the guy's got a heavy hand.
Yeah.
And they're digging into you and you're like, oh God.
No. Those heavy handers are still out there though.
So. They're still out there. Oh, yeah. Because I've been tattooed by them also. And
yeah, the old school machines that are just hammering away.
Or even like I went and got tattooed by someone that I was looking up to at the time. And so I trusted them with a tattoo on my inner bicep. And they were using the new school rotary machines that I use, quiet and things like that, lightweight.
And
so I'm like, this guy should know what he's doing. He had good artwork and he's got all these machines and we talk shop and stuff. And then when he tattooed my inner bicep, he scarred me and it hurt obviously a lot. And I'm like, well, you know, it is what it is. Your inner bicep, you knew it was going to be sore, but I've got like scar tissue on my inside arm. So, you know, always when you're looking up for your own artist, not all tattoo artists are created equal. That needs to be said and understood. Really do your homework. Don't just think because they do tattoos or they own a studio that they're great. Really look at the work. Because when someone comes into the studio and I say, oh, have you seen my work online? They say no. I say, well, what are you doing here? You should be doing
that
your
sounds
homework.
Insane.
I might not be the guy for you. You have no idea, you know? Or you look at the tattoos and you say, oh, he does this style of work. That's great. He should be able to do, you know, B and C.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't consider myself a lettering guy, or do I have any interest in doing, you know, big poems on people and things like that. So,
Yeah, that would suck.
We all have our niche.
I would probably, I mean, I haven't touched a tattoo machine in a very long time, but I would have never in a thousand years done lettering.
Really?
And I think I did.
Yeah.
A couple of times, and it was just like kind of thing where it was sketchy at best.
It's not fun.
Well, everything I did was sketchy.
Everything he does is sketched.
Where's all the cameras? He's been a guest on your show previously, correct?
Yes.
A long time ago, he was
humble beginnings.
Yeah, you guys knew each other before I got here.
One of the first guests of the show that was you know, like an old acquaintance, and I'm like, I need cool people to be on my show. I'm going to ask Ryan.
Yeah,
it was cool. We went to the shop.
Yeah, we did it in my booth.
Did it right in your booth. Alicia did a cool time-lapse video.
That's right. Yeah, it was cool.
It was cool. It was a good hangout.
Yeah, I did listen to the audio. I didn't know there was some video.
It was just a time-lapse. It was
It was a quick time-lapse. There was no video back then. It was good. It's a good time.
Well, damn, man.
Look at you now.
So we have our normal schedule of things we talk about.
Yeah.
And I always ask Jared about Button Club, like the previous week. So why don't you guys just tell us about Button Club?
Do a little Button Club.
Or I'd like to know how the idea came about between you guys. When the decision was made, like
it's a fun story.
Yeah.
We used to go out in Taunton to a place called Platinum City Gaming to be part of the TC Traveling Controller with Dan. And and you also had Dan on the show, too.
That's right.
Yeah. So things kind of went, you know, a little sour there. So we ended up packing up and leaving. And then we had nothing at all. And I would go to Ryan's and we'd play Street Fighter and for hours. And that was it.
Yep.
And then one day I was driving by this local card tabletop store and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna go in there and ask him if there's any day of the week that he needs help or is like empty. And
yeah,
because all we needed was the tables and chairs and that was it.
You just needed a space.
I went in there and I was like, I didn't even talk to him actually. Dan was the owner of the armory is also named
Dan.
But he was sitting at one of the tables and I think I was talking to his son. and he overheard me talking to his son, and he stood right up and came over, and he's like, Mondays, you can take Mondays. Like, please, like, take Mondays. So he showed me our space where we would be, and I was like, oh shit. Like,
and you're like, this wallpaper works.
Yeah. Like, I got back in my car and I was like, well, that was fucking easy. And I called Ryan right away. He was about to tattoo, and so I only had like 5 minutes with him. And I'm like, bro, we're going to do things. We're going to change some shit.
It blew me away. Yeah. I melted. I remember just having not like a mediocre day, but just kind of, okay, we're going through. And then when he called me with that news, it changed the whole day for me. I got super hype, yeah. And I just couldn't believe that he went out and did it, because what PCG was is a small portion of what Button Club is now. But there was like good friends and camaraderie and competition, right. Mm-hmm. And meeting new people. So we were both expanding our friend group. And when that went away because, you know, certain relationships went south, I felt, with the lack of better, I felt lost. And like I was missing out on something. There were times we were going up to Boston just to kind of have a place to play and be with my people again. And those nights felt so good.
Yeah.
But on the ride home felt so bad because I had to travel 2+ hours just to be with my people amongst the scene and be engrossed in what I'm trying to get better at. And Jared, from the beginning, his first few weeks at PCG was like, we could do this. We could so do this. All we need to do is this, this, and that.
Because it was so bad.
Oh, really?
It was so bad.
It was suboptimal.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
So it was like thrown together, like just kind of not organized, or
I just,
in our opinions, yes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I knew.
Yeah. Without bashing too many people, he knew that
things could be done better. That's the thing. Like, not only like could so do this, but we could do it better on our own
terms.
Yeah, on our own terms with our own quality assurance, and really make this into something. And that's exactly what's happened. Honestly.
Yeah. It's really grown from what, you know.
Yeah.
What I've seen from following you guys and just hearing it from him.
The Discord's blown up. We got a lot of people in there. I think the max people we've had at tournaments, like 20 people, which is a lot for a small venue, a small room, and a new tournament series. We're less than a year. May makes a year for Button Club.
Wow.
And all that we've have accumulated, even through the YouTube channel, you know, over 1,600 subscribers, so many content. Our first unboxing video has over like almost 30,000 views on it.
Holy cow,
you
really?
You know, so like things have really amazing. Blown up. And
we need to start unboxing things.
Seriously.
I don't know what it would be.
I mean, being odd people, it could literally be anything.
It could be.
Yeah. It really gets people in the door, because I've always wanted to get into streaming, and I'm doing that more so now, but I have the platform to do that because there's so many eyes on the channel, where otherwise I'd be streaming for, you know, Button Club people or whatever. But when you have 1,600 people that are willing to watch your other content, now what we get for views is, you know, almost 100 views or a little bit over on some of the streams, which is a great start. It pales into comparison to the product content. But we wouldn't have that without that there, too.
Right.
So.
Wow, that's wild.
For sure. We just keep running it and keep making moves, just like me and you are doing, you know?
Yeah.
Just keep making the moves and just let it happen naturally.
It's
and
beautiful.
It
beautiful
always thing. Does. If you're putting in the effort and you're putting in the time, it always happens.
Mm-hmm. Jared has a way of seeing potential in things.
Yes.
There's a reason he's the co-host is, you know, when I decided to have a co-host, I made a list in my mind of who, you know, previous guests, friends, people that I would want to have on.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's only an acquaintance at that point. And I think you suggested to have him on. I think so.
Yeah.
And he was one of the few people that came into the studio and was like, yeah, let's do it. Like, he was so enthusiastic.
He is.
And he's like, man, let's get this going. Let's do this. And I'm like, hey, I have an idea for some merch. And he draws, you know, the logo. Yeah. And I'm like, geez.
His enthusiasm is contagious. And
thanks, guys. Stop it. You're making me
hurt. He's such a good, genuine person that when he tells you something, if you were to be like, oh, yeah, cool, whatever, and you dismiss his input, you're fucking up. Because if he's telling you, it's because he feels it and he cares. So anything that we've implemented through Button Club, my personal life, and I know here, like, Yeah. He's an absolute gem.
Oh, God. He is. He's a good guy. I'm leaving.
This is actually, we're flipping the script. This is me and Matt interviewing you now.
Yeah, what the hell's
going
on?
You're so amazing. Okay?
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I just, you know, I like you said, I when I see potential, I just want to just full blast on it and just go for the goal, you know? And it always comes. And I think that's just how it should go. Like, if you're into something and you want to push something, do it. Just do it. No one's stopping you. There, you have everything in the palm of your hand, right? Mm-hmm. On your phone.
Yeah.
You can literally do anything and start anything or make anything. Like, it's crazy.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's the times we live in. And I think everyone should take advantage of it.
Yeah. Before it all goes away.
That's it.
It's from, you know, from a nuclear bomb.
Growing up as a kid, was wicked into music and had a cousin who was blind, right? Well, not had, but passed. I have a cousin who's blind. His name's Nathan. And he lived in Ohio, and he would come to my grandmother's house for the summers or certain holidays. And our thing was to play radio. So we would do things like this. We had a set of headphones that if you plug into the microphone jack, the left ear, it acts as a microphone.
Okay.
So we had tapes of things that we would record, our shows, talking, playing music, giving feedback. So the fact that podcasts are where they're at for our generation is totally awesome.
That.
It's kind of like seeing the future or building for these moments with that. Yeah. It's really, really cool.
That's so interesting.
I think I did the same thing with my cousin too, which is his birthday today.
Oh, that's cool. But happy birthday, cousin.
Happy birthday, Danny.
I was going to say, I think I remember you saying something really similar.
Yeah, we used to do a lot of that stuff. Used to, like, and my dad had one of those old camcorders with the tape in it, and we would do that. We would set it up and, you know, pretend that we were like in Wayne's World and shit, and we would like do these stupid things have fake advertisements, really crazy stuff.
That's so interesting too, because like I'm kind of like the next step below you guys, and instead of doing the whole podcast thing, we we were kind of like on that next step over where we would do like a lot of the stop motion films. We would film like our action figures and like move them slowly, and then you play it back and it's a full on like movie. That was our thing. Me and my brothers, that's what we used to do.
So that's what's next then.
Yeah.
Stop motion animation company.
A lot of people, let's go. We'll make it just like Kablam.
Kablam. Oh.
Nice. Yeah, man.
So another thing we talk about every week is movies. What movies we've watched.
We're gonna throw the movies out there, bro.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Why not?
You kick it off. What'd you got?
Last night I watched Roadhouse.
Oh, the new one.
The new one.
I watched it too.
It was pretty good. I thought it was good. And I don't recall the original. Like, I know I've probably seen it.
Oh, but I forget.
It's got Patrick Swayze in it. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I really ever watched it. But no, I thought it was good. Conor McGregor's in it. He's a terrible actor.
Terrible.
Is he really? Yeah. Terrible. I had to wonder. Or if he's just like so coked out of his mind that he's nailing these lines.
That's kind of the character he plays.
Yeah. He kind of plays himself if somebody was like, you know, paying him to go beat the shit out of people. Yeah, like he's kind of just...
It's still just bad on Conor's part.
But I mean, they cast someone that plays a psycho pretty good. Yeah. Like he's just like...
Unhinged.
He never has a different expression on his face. He's just crazy. He's got his crazy thick Irish accent. But
I liked.
It was a pretty good movie.
I liked Post Malone's little 5-minute.
Oh yeah.
Scene there.
Totally better believable than I like that Connors. He was such a tough guy. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, they really have this guy fighting people?
He's such a sweetheart and a teddy bear. I don't understand.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He seemed like a pretty chill dude.
He's never thrown a punch in his life. I guarantee you.
No.
Yeah.
He's too much of a nerd. He'd be doing anything like a magic card or something, right? Like that's the thing.
He'll cast a spell on you before he throws a punch.
He's just the nerd that got heavily tattooed.
Yeah.
That's it, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, he seems like a genuinely pretty chill dude. So he had scenes where, in the beginning, he's fighting some other dude that's way bigger than him. And they're throwing punches and stuff. And I'm like, looking at it, is that pre-Malone? Yeah. Post Malone.
Pre-Malone.
My wife's like, I don't know who that is.
Doesn't know who Post Malone is?
No, she's like, I don't know, is it? Initially didn't recognize him right away.
She thought you were making up a name. Like, Post Malone, good one.
He does have, like, his head all shaved and everything. He looks like a brawler, but, you know.
Yep. No, it was a pretty good movie. How about you? well, how about you, Ryan?
Yeah.
Have you watched any movies recently? Or
tell us.
Do you have a favorite movie you'd like to talk about?
Favorite movie?
But not shows. No, you know.
No, what? Yeah, those kind of shows?
Yeah. We'll skip over those.
that's for the other podcast that I'm on. Where I can bring that up, show that side of it.
Some sort of X-rated podcast? James.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My favorite movies, they're all older movies. Jaws, obviously. If you've been in my booth, you know that Jaws is like, shaped my fears as an adult.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I won't put any input on that.
Because you've never seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You've never seen Jaws?
No.
I've already got the beat down for that.
Yeah, I bet. I won't make it worse.
He has a poster like signed and everything. And
By who?
Yeah, by Steven Spielberg, John Williams, who did the music, Peter Benchley, who wrote it, Roy Scheider, and Richard Dreyfuss. So the only signature that isn't there is the actor who played Quint.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the shark. The only signature I didn't get was Jaws himself.
Trying to place a marker in its teeth so we can. Yeah.
I didn't have a signature. With him being exploded and everything at the end of the film.
Who's Bruce? So Jaws, my favorite. I watched that movie by accident. Okay, so growing up, I watched a lot of Shark Week.
Okay,
and fell in love with sharks. And then I'm at my grandmother's house, and I'm catching the last 10 minutes of Jaws on TV, okay?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's pretty intense, 10 minutes.
It's intense. He's fighting the shark. The boat is sinking and everything.
Yeah.
So I don't know that this is a movie that I'm watching. I'm thinking, this is the coolest episode of Shark Week ever, and I can't believe that there's people recording this happening, and they're not helping this guy who's in a sinking boat fighting a shark. Like, get him out of here. So then when the credits roll, then I realize, oh, this is a movie, and then it says Jaws. I'm like, I just watched the end of Jaws. So I went back and watched them in reverse order. We rented them from the local library in Dartmouth.
Okay.
So I watched Jaws the Revenge. Jaws 3, Jaws 2, and then worked my way up to the greatest Jaws film.
Yeah.
So we started with the bar really low, which was maybe nice. I don't know.
Yeah, probably a good thing. Work your way up.
Yeah, because the fourth one, The Revenge, is horrible and should just be ejected from history, basically.
Can I even go back and watch it, though, at this point?
The original Jaws?
I know you have an issue with certain types of things, right? Like special effects and how the movie is.
Right?
It's kind of a long movie, and if you're looking for a lot of in-your-face shark action, you don't have that. Because if you know anything about how the movie was made, the shark doesn't work for a lot of the filming. So Steven Spielberg had to be creative in how he showed the shark and made you feel that it was there and believe it. So for a while, you're just kind of... Okay. Actually, it reflects what you would see in the ocean. You wouldn't see a lot of the shark. You would just see these heinous attacks.
Yeah.
But not until like the third act of the movie do you really start seeing it leaping out of the water. And
I think with it not working actually helped
a lot. That's what a lot of people say. That was like a secret blessing, basically.
Yeah,
you know?
A blessing in disguise.
Because when they made the shark, they tested it in water tanks in Universal Studios.
Yeah.
And it worked fine. So they didn't realize how rough the East Coast ocean would be, so that wore away at a lot of the pneumatics and hoses. The salt ate away. So that's really what made it not work so often.
So I'll have to tell you this, my youngest son, who's 9, loves that movie.
Yeah.
And we went to the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute in Woods Hole, Falmouth. And they play that movie outside. Everybody, like, there's a bunch of people that sit and watch it, but most of the people there are like students and people that work for the Oceanographic Institute. So you're watching the movie, and then what's his name's character, the guy that works for the Oceanographic,
Matt Hooper.
So Hooper cuts on, and anytime they mention woo, everybody goes crazy, because they're like, oh, the Oceanographic, they're all excited. And we're like, oh yeah, that's where I am right now.
That movie is freaky. The first summer blockbuster ever.
Wow, really?
For a little film history. Shit, yeah. So that movie like set records and competed with Star Wars within that same year.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Star Wars. Yeah.
That's a big cult following movie.
I have to ask, what about all these newer movies like the Megalodon or all garbage?
Jokes.
Nothing compares?
No. Jokes. No. You've taken.
Like, can I find like a newer version of Jaws that I can.
Nah, dude. The original Jaws, I think it would. You'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
All right.
You should try it. And I know sometimes there's things that you watch with me that you probably wouldn't have liked if I wasn't there.
Definitely.
Like Dawn of the Dead. I remember when he came on here and was talking to Dawn of the Dead with you, which is one of my other favorite movies of all time, the original.
Yeah, had you not like filled me in on like
how it was made
and everything, I probably wouldn't have been down for it. But after you said that, and like the dude was a great like director and filmer, so like
yeah,
watching it, and of course I was high as a kite too, but, it was a great movie. I loved it. I enjoyed it. I wasn't even planning on watching it. I was just, yeah, we were just kind of hanging out.
I had it on in the background, and then like we stopped talking, and
5 minutes in I was drooling like just watching this movie. I was like, this is sick, dude. Yeah, like sick.
I think if you get high enough, you'll like Jaws.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was at a time where it was practical special effects.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it wasn't, there's no CGI. There's no like bad early 90s bad CGI or anything stupid like that.
Well, that's like another movie I would say that you could watch today that still kind of holds up. And there's Deep Blue Sea with LL Cool J and Sam Jackson. And the guy who played the Punisher there with Thomas Jane.
Oh, Thomas Jane. Okay.
That is a good movie. There's some parts in there where you're like, that looks hokey, but like the movie is actually really, really good. And The Shallows with Blake Lively.
The Shallows. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That movie is horrifying, and the shark looks so good in that. So good. I will watch that with you anytime. Yeah? Seriously. Yeah, I'll watch any movie.
You know what? That is a good movie. Good. I forgot about that movie.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Nice.
You introduced me to one of my all-time favorite movies, Hobo with a Shotgun.
I tried watching that.
That's a glory.
You couldn't get through it?
I watched a good portion of it, and
can we watch it together?
It was kind of like in pieces. Like I'd watch a little bit, like, shit, I got to go to work tomorrow. And
I'll carry on what he's given to me. Okay. We'll watch it, and I'll
all right.
We'll That's share the same experience.
Because that started off as a trailer for the Grindhouse movies.
Okay.
Did you ever see those?
Yes. Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
That was one of those trailers in between the intermission. And then when they made that a real movie, I was like, oh my God, I have to watch. Same thing with Machete and stuff like that. Yeah. So that movie is low budget exploitation film, modern day to the max. It's beautiful. The coloring in that movie is like a comic book. It's beautiful.
So good, yeah, man. So good.
It was very... Yeah, it was very breathtaking. Yes. I'll put it that way.
It's graphic in so many ways, right?
Yeah, the way it's vibrant. Filmed, you're like, whoa, yeah very vibrant. Thank you. Yeah. Good word.
Thank you.
Good word. I don't know a lot of words.
I try. I pull them out of the dusty old dictionary.
The old noggin. So, Jared, movie.
I didn't even say what movie I watched. Yeah. I watched, talk about like...
We want to know because it's a segue to the rest of the episode.
Being very... I think that's long gone by this point.
No way.
No, I watched the new animated Ninja Turtles. I think it's called like Shell Mayhem or Monster Mayhem or Turtle Mayhem. I don't know. Yeah.
Mayhem.
But Mayhem.
Something about turtles.
Yeah. It was kind of like one of those movies. I'm like, I guess I have to watch it, but it ended up being... phenomenal. Like, really? I loved it. It had all the greatest villains. It had Bebop and Rocksteady.
Nice.
But most importantly, the art style of it was super sick. Like, I just could not stop watching it. Like, the movie could have been about anything, but because of that art style, I was so gravitated towards it. Like, everything is like scribbles, and like, it's like really messy art, but it just works really well. It
comes together well. Okay.
It comes together
like
so
the Spider-Verse
well, dude.
Movies kind yeah, of, right? Similar like to they're that. Not okay. afraid to play with the yeah. art style.
But it's like Into the Spider-Verse is more of like a comic book thing. This is more of like literally hand-drawn, like messy. Like,
oh, cool.
It's so sick. You have to watch it.
Nice.
It's super good. And even like the headlights on the cars are just like white scribbles, you know?
Oh, so yeah,
like,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
That's cool.
So, all right, here's the next question. Have you seen the old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies?
I did
like
see...
Like the original...
The live action.
Yes, like live action, real
from
life.
From the 90s.
Yeah, I
yes,
did.
There's
yeah.
guys that are like actually, you know, yeah. martial
suits,
artists.
Animatronic helmets.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I actually just saw like a recent picture pop up of like one of the scenes from the movie.
Yeah.
And you can see the dude's face
eyes.
In the mouth.
Yeah. In the mouth. That's creepy. I thought that was fake. That is so creepy.
Yeah, dude. Do you know if that's like really in
that
the movie?
That really is. I yeah. thought it was fake and edited and edit I had to look it up and that is real.
Oh, wow. That's so sick.
That's scarier than anything in that movie.
It really is. Yeah. Yeah. I remember more so the third one specifically.
Oof.
The samurai.
Oof.
The samurai one.
Yeah. Turtles in Time.
I think yes, so. Yes. Yeah, they go back in time to like samurai time. And
I would have to watch.
I remember that one too.
Yeah.
That's trash. The only Turtles movie that I've seen once and never again. I haven't seen that oh, really? Since I lived in Fall River as a kid.
Oh, wow.
So the first and the second are okay?
They are godlike. They're not even okay.
Even the second one. The
second one not is even potentially.
Okay. Oh, better.
Might be better in certain ways. It gets right to the action right away.
So that's the secret of the ooze, right?
That's right, yeah.
And it's got that Bebop and Rocksteady, right? Kind of in it? Or in weird adaptation of them?
So there's like a duo team up of mutated animals, but they're not called those names.
Oh, yeah, it's not Bebop and Rocksteady.
It's not a rhino and a
It's not a rhino.
Oh, they're just like a...
One of them is a turtle.
Kind of like
one of them's like kind of a... Like a snapping turtle or something crazy. He's a little more extreme. He's got
I remember that.
And then the other one's like a dog or something. So I guess it's not Bebop. But it's
placeholders.
Yeah, yeah. Placeholders, exactly. And also Vanilla Ice. Sings, raps, and that.
What happened Ninja to that rap. Guy? What happened to that guy?
Ninja rap.
Is he in jail or something?
No.
Nah, he was building houses on HGTV, I think, at one point.
He's turned his life around. He's actually like a really nice, well-spoken guy and has no problem... Dipping back into the old days of hip hop and everything.
Good. That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, he's not out there getting sued by Queen anymore. You know? He's moved on with his life.
The Ninja Turtle movies, it reminds me of the Super Mario movie they did.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
That's awful.
The Bowser. And
that's unwatchable.
Oh, man.
Oh, you guys didn't like that?
With the Bowser that they had, he was like just some bald dude with like
spikes. Oh, so I thought you were talking about the new one.
Oh no, that
I was genuinely asking if you guys really didn't like it. I'm like, I feel like an idiot.
Was it the 80s?
The one with John Leguizamo.
Don't disrespect the 90s. Was
the
80s?
No,
I think. Can we look it up real quick?
You're talking about...
89 at the... If so.
The one
Look it up.
The one where it's...
That's an 80s movie.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yes.
And John Leguizamo.
Same guy?
Yeah. Okay. I almost stopped everything. Keep talking.
It's got to be.
Keep talking. I don't feel like editing this episode.
And then the strangest part about that movie was the... Is it the Coopers?
Yeah.
They made the really big guys with the little tiny lizard heads.
They look so
Who
dumb.
Thought of all that stuff?
I don't know.
You see it in a game and you're like, okay, that's how I'm going to put it in a movie? Yeah.
All right.
And the so fact weird. That they could jump was a mechanism that they Damn had on it. Their feet and legs and everything. What does it say?
No, we can skip over this. We don't even need to.
I can't see the screen from here.
It's 93.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's well past the 80s by a few years. Okay, interesting. Yeah. Hey, close, buddy.
Whatever, and it's got man. John Leguizamo, Bob Haskins, who was the guy from Roger Rabbit.
Oh, he was Mario. That's awesome.
And Dennis Hopper.
Yep. That was Bowser.
Yeah, he was Bowser. Yeah, that was ridiculous.
When was there a prostitute in the movie?
I don't know, but they put it. They made sure to say that was in the.
And I didn't know who cast. Toad was in the movie. Who the hell is this guy?
Mojo Nixon.
Yeah, we got to get a bigger TV so you could.
I have a big TV. I just
can see it. We're gonna work that out.
Don't know. By
the next time I come back here,
we're gonna have. It'll be totally different. Way better.
Well,
they might have a ceiling
from the.
Bring the projector from Button
that's
Club.
True big. That's true. I could do that
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that movie was terrible.
I really thought that was 80s. I really did.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Oh man.
It's all right.
Should be used to being wrong by now.
Yeah. I get it. You know, praise me and then crush me down. Yeah, I get it.
Get this guy out of here.
Yeah, that's how it works.
He's the new co-host. Ryan.
I just sit here. Hi, my name is Jared. Oh, yeah.
Whatever, man.
Oh, man.
Pop culture reference? I have no idea what you're talking about. Sometimes I watch these and I'm like, Jared, I forget what he doesn't know.
I know.
Even recently playing Tekken, I'm like, oh, I'm saying wrestling moves or the people that would do the wrestling moves that his character does.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, did you never watch wrestling growing up? He's like, no, I couldn't. Like,
I don't know shit about wrestling. Yeah.
All these great things. When I say Marty Jannetty, what do you think of?
I don't know. I didn't watch a lot of wrestling, so.
Get off your own show.
I have one thing that I remember from my childhood about wrestling, and that is just one specific wrestler.
Jake the Snake was the devil.
And his name was Rikishi. I think.
Oh, okay.
Rikishi, ass man, the guy who just shoved his ass in everyone's face.
What?
I was like, oh, is that the big guy? That's wild. No wonder why.
And he's related to Roman Reigns and all that. That's like a part of the family.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah. Oh. So you know who Roman Reigns is?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? See?
Sounded so good for a second.
Right.
Oh, you don't say.
What was the name? What did you just say a minute ago before? It was like Mario something? Was it?
Oh, Marty Jannetty.
Marty Jannetty.
Marty.
Marty.
Yeah, like Martin.
Okay.
I know Hulk Hogan.
Beautiful. Hulk Hogan.
Hulk?
Yeah. Hulk. Like H.
There's a K in there.
W-H-O-L-E. Hulk. And then Kogan.
The K sound.
Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. He's going to go to a party next week.
Wait, like, so what is it?
No, it's Hulk Hogan. My buddy told me. No, you're right. It is Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, so like I'm all up on wrestling
Hulk,
now.
Just kind of like the big green guy Hulk. Same thing.
Same thing.
Same name, yes. Jared's looking at me like, you son of a
this
bitch.
This guy.
You son of a...
When I was talking to a client recently, we were talking about Hulk Hogan. They were talking about 2K, the new wrestling game. And they were saying how there were different versions of every wrestler. So one of them is Hulk Hogan, but he didn't understand who Hollywood Hogan was.
Okay.
So Hollywood Hogan is when he leaves WWF at the time.
Right.
And then joins WCW, but they wouldn't let him take Hulk with him.
Oh.
So it changed to Hollywood Hogan, which is because he was trying to aspire to be in movies at the time.
Yeah, his color was like black and gray, right?
Because it was the NWO times, black and white.
He had like a 5 o'clock shadow that was like
brushed
black.
On. Yeah, with his blonde mustache.
Supposed to be like the edgy Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, it was like a tight...
He went heel. He became the bad guy. He comes into the WCW like he's going to save it from the NWO, right? This new faction. And then the night that he joins the faction, that's the first time he ever went heel. So this people, you can see it in on video, throwing everything that they can into the ring. They're hitting Scott Hall in the head with a full soda. There's trash everywhere. They're so mad that their hero went heel. It's a beautiful moment.
It's a beautiful moment.
It's pretty cool.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I'm not really up on wrestling. I don't know who Marty
Jannetty is.
The hell, man?
I know.
Would you tell this man who he is? Enlighten
him. I'll tell you who he is. He's the guy with the green spandex. You know what I'm saying? It's got the lightning bolts on the side.
Very well. Good blanketed turn there. I like that. Yeah, he had the boots. He did the wrestling moves.
You know,
he cut promos.
The tall boots with the laces on them.
Yeah. You know, his signature move off the top rope.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Which was what?
The DDT.
DDT. And he would do this thing where he runs to one side of the ring, bounces off the ropes, and goes back.
He invented that.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Oh, wait. I just had another character pop up.
Ooh.
Who's the sock guy? I remember the sock guy. Yeah?
Socko, yeah.
Oh, well, who's the wrestler,
though? Oh, he was... Mick Foley is the real wrestler's name, and then he was Mankind at the time in WWF.
Mankind, that's what
and
it
then
is,
he
yeah.
had like alter egos.
Wasn't
where,
he like the, some sort of hippie dude?
Dude Love, and Cactus Jack.
Cactus Jack, wow.
Which was his like hardcore persona. Well,
that's wild.
I mean, hardcore, but
that's wild.
Yeah,
to be
faceted individual.
I can't imagine being a wrestler and working on your image so hard to be like, I have four. This other guy's like, I can't nail one.
Get my one.
And like, the one that's going off for this guy, he puts a sock on his hand and chokes people with it. Like, I'm over here late night thinking of ridiculously cool things. This guy shows up to work with a sock and he kills it.
I've gone through 5 haircuts this year. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Spends like 5 hours in makeup because he has all this crazy paint. All he needed was a sock.
This guy comes out with his sleeves cut off and a...
and underwear.
Yeah, right?
Underwear and boots.
Yeah.
So do you still follow wrestling?
I follow it... on a like superficial level. I don't watch it week to week, but I follow wrestling like podcasts or news news reporters that'll put things out on my Instagram and stuff, so I get to see who's doing what. But a lot of it, because of social media, it loses the kayfabe fourth wall, so when so-and-so comes out and in the show they're dating, But then on their social media, you see who they're really married to. It's a different wrestler they're off vacationing here.
You've been introduced to reality.
Yeah. And that,
so it kind of takes
it.
Away, takes away
like,
a lot.
Growing up with Stone Cold, you're like, who is this guy? Does he just live on a ranch and stun goats for fun or his cows? Like, this, like, what is this guy really about? And then, you know, nowadays you would know more about a wrestler than that. So
Yeah, you'd see him like at an adoption place with animals. The like puppies. He's like helping people adopt dogs and shit. He's all nice. Meanwhile, you really think he's on a farm.
Yeah, when he
beer.
Plays the heel or something. Yeah, yeah.
How do you feel about the Paul brothers? Logan Paul being in wrestling now.
Okay, we were talking about this the other day with a client also. Yeah. I think it's Logan Paul is the older brother,
Logan
right?
Paul's in
Jake
wrestling.
Paul is
he's
wrestling.
Jake Paul is the one that's doing the boxing. Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's doing great. I think he needs to stick with wrestling.
He's bringing more hype to it, I feel.
He has an athletic ability that for someone who hasn't been doing it that long is amazing. He can talk that shit on the mic. People love him and hate him because of who he is.
Yeah.
And
that's perfect for wrestling.
It really is. And like some of the battles that he's had recently, they were doing insane things, like really high level, you know, gymnastic like antics.
Yeah.
He fought Rey Mysterio Jr. recently. I think it was one of his last matches. It might have been his retirement match. And Rey Mysterio bounces off the ropes and goes to like do a backflip moonsault. And he under-rotates and had Logan Paul not been there to catch him and then counter with a big move,
I did see
he would have fallen on his head and could have ended his career right then and there.
Yeah, I saw
were saying.
That
so
video,
like, the fact that he was that aware of the situation to save Rey and make it out to be this counter move is really cool. So I'm all for it. The other brother, I don't care, but Logan Paul, let's go.
That's why I asked, because like he gets so much hate, but like all the clips I've seen of it are pretty intense.
Yeah.
And like even for it to be like a show, he really like takes it to a next level for sure.
Off the top rope bumps and onto the tables and everything. He's doing things. So I think that's cool.
That's serious business.
That's right.
Cool, man.
I would not be able to do any of that.
Oh, my God. Me neither. I got asthma.
Where's that inhaler real quick? Let me get it.
Let me give some of that.
It's improved. It's infused.
It's infused, yeah.
Oh man! Yeah.
Meanwhile, the doctor's like, "Yeah, I really don't recommend that. Don't do that.
That's not an inhaler. You probably shouldn't be doing that."
What I do is I take a puff of it this way, then I turn it and I light it.
There you go.
Let's go.
Sick pipe you gave me, doc. That's an inhaler. It's both.
Open your mind,
doc. Yeah, you're one way of thinking. Can't find that in a medical book.
It's funny because I have a doctor's appointment on Tuesday.
Cool. Doctor's appointments are awesome.
So I'm going to hit him up.
He's going to be like, here, hit this pen. Now cough.
Oh, shit. So what do you guys want to do now?
Just like,
this is great.
Are we ready for odd question? No?
Still
got some more time?
You know what? I think
what time is it? How long have we been doing this for already?
We're
40 minutes deep. 42 minutes and 14 seconds.
Told you, we're just vibing, baby.
So
I could do this all day. When we're done with this, can we just keep the headphones on and keep talking to each other?
Yeah, man, we'll just keep going.
Yeah, we can just do two episodes.
Yeah. That's true, too, actually.
And then you can leave for one. And we can
I get it. I get it. You piece of
shit. And then I can leave for one.
Try it out. Just keep...
All right, what are we doing? Where am I?
Let's do it. I feel like because all three of us are going to have to answer the question.
Why did I get so many emails today? Jesus.
Sheesh, man.
All right. So I got an odd question emailed to us. Are you ready for odd questions?
This isn't the one.
Think so. Are you ready for odd questions?
No. Oh, that's on the top.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't get that many emails today. I thought I got I thought I got all those emails after
man.
You
the bold
sent me
ones
on.
Are the new
you
ones.
You thought. Yeah.
All right, Jared.
Here we go.
It's all you, buddy.
Let's change the color up.
Oh, you want to change the color?
Yeah, we have to.
Oh, yeah.
It's part of the tradition.
It's part of the tradition. Dude. What color do we want? We have every color in the ring.
We have cup holders, bro?
Yeah, man.
You've had your drinks on the table this whole time.
You know what? I didn't even think of that.
You know what the worst part is? This is the same couch I gave you to bring to the shop.
Not literally.
I should have known it was there. It's the same thing.
How's green? Is green good for odd questions?
Green's good.
Green for the money, gold Green's for the
golden. Honey. Oh, yeah, shit.
Yeah, boy.
All right, here we go. Please remain anonymous because I'm a scaredy cat. Oh, that's okay. You're fine. You're good.
Whatever. He's a Matt the cat.
Yeah, I'm a Matt the cat.
They asked, if you could travel to any fictional world from a book or movie, which one would you choose and why?
Whoa.
That's a good one.
That's a big one.
That's a deep question.
Oh, who's going first?
It's good, it's big, and it's deep.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, we got to reply first.
Sounds like a fun night.
Turn that color to pink real quick.
We'll let the guests choose the answer, the quick response here. We got absolutely with an exclamation point. We got, of course, will, period, or okay, I will, period.
Wait, what were those that you just read? Those are answers?
They're like quick answers that we
quick
send.
Quick answers we like to send people an email.
Yeah, we send it back.
To confuse them.
Okay, so one more
time.
So
pick the most confusing one you can possibly
think of. What are my
options
again?
You got absolutely,
yeah,
exclamation point, of course I will, just a period. I don't know why these things matter, but they do. And okay, comma, I will, period.
I don't know, man. That's a shit luck of the draw.
I know.
Number three.
Not the best.
Number three.
Perfect. Shit. Perfect. Yeah, okay. That's the one I was going to go for.
Send.
All right. So who's kicking this one off?
I'll do it, I guess.
Good. I need some.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you guys some time because I know you'll have better answers than me.
No.
So if you could travel to any fictional world from a book or a movie, which one would you choose, and why? I'm gonna pick Star Wars.
Wow.
I'm gonna pick. I'm trying. You fucking guys. I don't know.
Is that what you were going for? Is that what? You...
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I don't Star Wars, bro.
He doesn't. He hates Star Wars.
Oh, you
apparently.
Hate Star Wars.
I don't know. I just. Guessing
from
his reaction.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. I didn't realize it came out as dry as it did when I saw it.
So here's the thing.
So I don't know where exactly this.
Oh, okay.
You know, a lot of worlds.
There's a lot of worlds, planets.
In a
trying to find the one that I'm least likely to die in.
What about the desert one with that big old thing that comes out with all the teeth?
Oh, yeah.
He'll definitely survive that.
Yeah, the Dune thing.
Yeah.
The thing from Dune.
Yeah, is that where you
want to
go?
The thing they stole from Star Wars, yeah.
We won't talk about that.
Yeah, the sand creature thing. Whatever it's called. Sarlacc?
Big old
it's a Sarlacc
sand snake.
Pit.
Wow.
Big old snake. It's that big old hairy snake.
Is this another reference I'm missing?
No.
Oh, you guys are
no, just, I'm okay. Just saying weird things with weird voices, like I always do. Yeah, I guess I'm going to pick a Star Wars.
Is it the lightsabers that do it for you?
Yeah, I think I just, you know.
Well, pew pew.
What's the name of that planet? Alderaan.
Wow.
No, that's not Alderaan. I'm looking at you, but you're like,
I don't
fuck
know why.
You,
yeah, I don't know.
You're like, you could go fuck yourself. You're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
What's that fat slug guy?
Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool spot he's got there.
Yeah, that's all that him. Same planet.
That's probably.
Oh, it's all cool. The same?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. All that's right. That's that. I feel like I picked the wrong thing. I picked a bad thing.
No, man.
Now I'm embarrassed.
You should have made you wait. Edit this out. We'll get back to you later.
No, all the Star Wars fans are.
You well, just... you know, my kids, my son likes Star Wars.
Yeah, and but... Godzilla, which I was pumped
Godzilla.
To find that
yeah,
out
yeah.
about in one of the episodes.
Yeah, he loves Godzilla. He knows about all the Godzillas, all the ones from like Japan and stuff. Like he watches the old movies that are like dubbed and he's up. Like, ah, I don't really like this one. I have to read. I'm like, well, yeah.
Reading's for nerds.
Like yeah, Jared. Reading is...
yeah, fuck reading. Why read when you can play a video game and actually yeah. live it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, my answer is kind of lame, to be honest with you.
Can't be more lame than mine.
What are we looking up here?
I'm just looking up that planet.
Oh, cool, because cool,
I don't
cool,
know
cool.
the name of it. And it's bothering the hell out of me.
You're never going to find it.
You're never going to get it.
All right. Well, I'll start my answer, okay, while you're doing that?
Yeah, sure.
Is that cool?
Yes.
So.
Tatooine. That's it.
Oh, Tatooine. I know
I should have known
not
that.
I'd have known
I
that
know
when
that.
I'm right here.
I know that.
So I should have known that because my son has like a Star Wars book and we'd read it with him and I'd be like in the other room, my wife's reading to him and she's like, Tatooine. She would like say it funny and I'm like,
she says it so fancy.
Yeah. Tatooine.
Is that where the pod racing was too? All the pod racing?
I believe so, yeah. It's pretty crazy planet. It's got that cool bar with the funny guys.
You've actually seen Star Wars. That's amazing.
I grew up on Star Wars.
Wow.
I didn't decide I hated it until like I was like 18, 19.
It was your rebellious phase.
When all like the newer ones started coming out, I was like, no.
Well, shit's you're garbage. Right for hating that.
Yeah. I just got sick of all like the pea shooters.
I'm just like the old ones. I'm the original trilogy.
Yeah.
That's what I like. The rest of them are take it or leave it.
Yeah.
I'm not like, man, I really love young Anakin. You know, you guys are like, this fucking guy's lame. You like Star Wars.
No, I think we are the minority here against you. So you'll get all the other people, all the other Star Wars fans, you know.
Because a lot of people come to the shop and be like, oh, I want to get the Star Wars tattoo. And you know about this, this, and that. I'm like, nah, man, I don't know nothing about that.
I get shit on a lot for not.
And they're like, what kind of nerd are you? And they shake you.
I'm like, I need you to tell me all the information because you're not going to get any, unfortunate, like, helpful input on this. You know, oh, you should do this because so-and-so said this in episode 3.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
That's awesome.
So,
do it, man.
Send it. The anticipation is killing me.
I think this is actually a fairly recent watch for me, so it's kind of surprising. But I loved it so much that, yeah, that's where I want to be. And it was RoboCop.
Wow. You want to be in Detroit.
I loved, like, the rundown city, but with, like, the semi-futuristic cars and, like, the 80s vibe. But, like, but the cars were still so, like, a little futuristic. I just loved it. I loved, like, that the darker, creepier, but what they thought was futuristic environment. And it sucks that here in 2024
there's not a single flying car anywhere.
Dude, we don't do anything. Hoverboard. Do you remember the movies that are like 2020, this shit's gonna be crazy, bro? It's the same.
I see memes that are like in the 80s looking at the future, and it's all these things, and it's like, what we do in 2024, look at the 80s and wish we were there, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's really funny.
Exactly.
RoboCop from the 80s, they're like this dystopian Detroit.
Yeah,
and
man.
It's worse now than the what they grungy. Thought it was gonna be.
Now it's just abandoned, right?
Detroit? It's actually better than, that movie's better than what it is now, I think.
Exactly. Well, I wanted to say, like...
It's like crack houses everywhere.
Like, I wanted to say, like, Detroit. Blade Runner, but I've never seen Blade Runner, so, like...
Okay.
But you've also never seen Terminator.
But from... Oh, fuck Terminator, dude.
Then that bothers me. See, because, like, if we were to have a debate, the RoboCop versus Terminator debate...
Terminator...
That's another episode.
Yeah, that's a whole...
Terminator has, like, the futuristic 80s vibe?
Well, not like it does in that, because, like, Terminator's from the future stuff. And then comes back to what is present day.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So he's from the future.
They just have present day.
But and it has Arnold in
the
it,
clips
so
you see
trash.
of the future, watch your mouth. The clips you see of the future are even more grim than Detroit RoboCop,
absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
Mountains of skulls, they got that in Detroit in RoboCop?
Oh, no,
I don't think so.
Wow.
Mountains of skulls being crushed by Robo...
Tanks,
people,
yeah, okay.
Terminators,
get on my level.
Now I'm gonna have to go back and watch it all.
Yeah,
again.
We'll watch it together because that'll guarantee.
He was
that you
so upset. He was so upset that I watched like 20 minutes and shut it
it's
off.
Like T-800s everywhere.
He's like, Arnold Schwarzenegger's naked. Like, it's not a porno, bro. Like, what do you mean?
It's like for like 5 seconds of the movie.
That he tapped out. That's it. I'm out.
Yeah,
and he heard his voice.
I was like, dude, I hate it. He's like, you gave it 20 minutes. You can't even. You're not even like.
I need your shoes and your jacket and your bicycle.
I can't do it. As soon as he
and
opens
motorcycle.
His mouth, as soon as he opens his mouth, I'm done. I can't do it, dude. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Anyway,
that's it. For
okay,
me.
So RoboCop,
dystopian, grungy, but still
Detroit.
Semi-futuristic. Maybe some neon lights. You know, that's
definitely
my shit.
Neon lights.
That's my shit, yeah.
Definitely neon
Definitely.
Lights.
That's a prerequisite.
Oh, man, I wish I could change my answer.
Nope, you're a Star Wars guy.
What would it be, if you can, real
nope,
quick?
Nope, he's
be?
A Star Wars guy.
Total Recall Mars.
Okay, all right.
I don't know that.
I've never seen a lady with three boobs, and I feel like...
Oh, you got to go to Tijuana. There's this place called Lord Black's, okay? Right? Right up the strip.
Yeah, you ever been to a strip club in New Bedford?
Nope.
Good.
All right, Ryan.
Oh, so
on that note,
mine might be doesn't reach the same heights as yours. Okay. As yours.
As dystopian
very
Detroit.
There. Mine's more grounded and down to earth. Okay.
Okay. Rock with that.
I would like to, it's split between two shows, but it's all kind of in the same location, okay? I'd want to be in Canada.
Okay.
And either living in Letterkenny, Canada.
Okay.
Because world just, I love it. Or it would be in the trailer parks with the trailer park boys.
Okay.
Like, I want to go to Canada and I want that place to be real and I don't want them to be actors. I want to pull up on this trailer park and be like, Bubbles, how many cats do you have now? What's Ricky up to now? Julian, can I have a sip of your drink? Like, nice. I want to live in those worlds because those just seem so wholesome and Canada's so beautiful and green Canada everywhere.
Canada is the truth.
Yeah, that's where Canada I would go.
Is beautiful.
Nice choice. Nice choice.
Nice.
I dig it.
Very good. Very good.
I dig it. What was the first thing you said, though, before trailer park?
Letterkenny.
Oh. Have you never seen that show?
No, I haven't.
No, it like just came to an end recently, but it's really, really good. If I explain the premise, it doesn't sound good at all.
Why did I always think that was like an adult cartoon? It's
I
not?
I don't know. No.
It's live action?
It's live action, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And it's like made by really enthusiastic, up-and-coming filmmakers. So when you get to see how some of that's made in these characters, because I've seen like podcasts where they're being interviewed, it's really, really interesting. Like it's like a Seinfeld almost. And it's all and it's like Quentin Tarantino.
It's very real life.
It's very real life, but it's all about like dialogue and how they say things and repetition being funny. So these jokes keep coming back up, and by the 10th time, you think it'd be dead, but it's actually even funnier because of the situation.
Yeah,
because
of the situation, just
it's really cool.
Went right to it. Yeah,
yep.
It's a comedy.
Yeah, I've seen Letterkenny. Yeah. I've never watched Trailer Park Boys like episodes.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I've only seen clips right? and funny things from that show. And I'm like, man, I should
it's
really
so
just watch
hilarious.
This.
And some of it's so old. Their first few seasons are when TVs were square and not wide HD, you know, rectangular image. So when you go back, you can catch it all on Netflix now. But the first few seasons are absolute gold. And then it does this for a little bit. And then by the end of it, some of it's just kind of so ridiculous.
Yeah.
For me, it gets a little hard to watch. But great characters.
You know what that reminds
me of? Like 8 seasons plus, maybe.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, damn.
You know what that reminds me of? And I meant to bring this up earlier is... I was watching X-Men all morning with my kids.
The new one.
I've been rewatching the old one.
Sick.
Kind of first to lead into it. My kids left it on after I left the room, so I don't know if they were paying attention or not.
It's great stuff.
Same thing. It was square. And my son's, I'm like, hey, do you notice that it's square? And he's like, what? I'm like, it's a black on the end of the screen.
Yeah, they didn't do the widescreen.
And I'm like, just
right?
so you know, I'm like, TVs were square. And he's like, oh, he's like, is that why it's like that in some of the movies? I'm like, yep. And that's it, buddy.
I remember too when you bought the DVDs, you had to make sure you got the widescreen version.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Because it would stretch the image
DVD?
And stuff. Like,
You had to like find the widescreen version because it was better.
Even like the early episodes of The Sopranos were like that.
Oh,
also,
really?
Square. If you go back and watch,
it's crazy stuff.
I just started that recently. Sopranos
from scratch. You've
never
seen
from
it before?
Start. Yeah.
Oh,
Sopranos.
Some people dip out towards a certain part of it, but like if you're, I love mobster stuff. That was gonna be my third movie is Goodfellas.
Okay.
Anytime that's on, that's a must watch. So if you like that sort of stuff, and there's a lot of Goodfellas references and actors in there.
Yeah, I do.
Like the therapist
like
is
stuff.
The main actress in Goodfellas.
Oh, right.
The kid that gets his foot shot by. What's
DeVito's.
His face there? Joe Pesci is Anthony and
small Italian guy. I'm like, you know,
The Sopranos. Yeah.
DeVito.
Eventually,
Pesci.
You'd get it.
Yeah, I would have got there. One or two tries later. Nice.
Yeah, man.
So this is the end of the show.
No.
And
it's a wrap.
Ryan, you have anything you want to tell people to do? Like follow you on social media or you know, Discord or YouTube.
Give your shouts.
Give you shout outs
first
to yourself.
First thing you need to do is start playing fighting games.
That's it.
Okay. Start playing fighting games and you will learn so much about yourself and how you learn how to think and how to overcome obstacles, and you can make great, great friends out of it. So I highly recommend that. With that being said, you can find me on Twitter, VEE_famous. My handle on there is Shadow Fury. That's my gamer tag, period. Check out Button Club FGC also on Twitter. Please go to the YouTube and Button Club FGC at YouTube. We've got a ton of content on there. We've got podcasts. We've got tournaments, unboxings,
live streams.
Yeah, live streams, reviews. So we're trying to, you know, get a full blanket of FGC coverage for the masses. And then you can find me at famoustattoosma.com. So if you're interested in getting tattooed by me, looking for some sweet black and gray goodness, you can, you know, hit us up on there or at Gmail and book an appointment. I do book out pretty far. I'm about 3 months out. My Saturdays are into June right now. So if you're not a patient client, I might not be the guy for you. So yeah.
If you want high quality black and gray.
That's right. Shout out to my patience? Family and Alicia, there my wife, go. Who makes my whole world spin.
Oh, very nice.
Cool. I think that was it. That was all of it, man, right?
That's it.
I'm going to say my words now.
Go for it. Do your thing.
Thank you. You can support the show by clicking on the link in the description of the show. Go check out the social media.
Yep.
Instagram, Facebook for some reason, TikTok while it still exists. Join Jared's Discord.
Yeah, do
it. Go find Odd People Podcast on Reddit.
Yeah, do that.
What's the Discord thing? Just contact Jared.
Just send me a message.
Send Jared a message. Go to oddpeoplepodcast.com for all your podcast needs. Go follow Redbubble link to buy merch. Thank you for listening to the show today. Stay creative, stay inspired, and as always,
stay stupid.
Idiot.
Stay odd. Peace.